And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to the San Diego Landings, and they're busy today unloading a lot of tuna at Point Loma Sport Fishing and Fisherman's Landing from the Royal Star and the Liberty and all kinds of stuff. But we have a great guest for you today. It's Yosef Husseini, our angler's realtor, is here, and Fish Dope reporter. His brother Ali, unfortunately, a little under the weather, so wasn't able to make it this morning. But we have Yosef, and we're talking fishing, real estate, and more, so you stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Quintin, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel. No matter where you're headed this Memorial Day, know that every road starts with Cellophon. Going on now at your San Diego County Ford dealers. Now is your chance to get employee pricing plus limited time deals on select Ford vehicles like the F-150 truck, Bronco Sport, Explorer, or Mustang Mach-E. With iconic Ford trucks and confident SUVs, this is where Memorial Day starts. You don't want to miss this. Hurry in because Cellophon ends May 26th. Go to your local San Diego County Ford dealers today.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. Pumped today. What a fun show having Yosef in here, and a lot to talk about on a busy, biting Memorial Day weekend. Flat calm weather, good tuna.
Oh,
today's going to be a fun show.
A lot of stuff going on. Good morning, Yosef.
Good morning, guys.
Great
to have you. Of course, we sure appreciate all your reports each week
from
fishdope.com reports. And a lot going on out there, right?
There is. Fishing's really good out there right now. It's Coronado's kind of rolled a little bit, but other than that, man, it's still going offshore.
Yeah, kind of shut off a little bit over there, but there's fish around.
There is. You know, Catalina's still got some fish around as well. And did you see that Air Pilikia video?
No.
Air Pilikia posted last week.
Of all the
giant school of yellows, like 30 pounders.
Hundreds and hundreds, and that was so cool.
He flew back over it like 2 days later. He's like, nobody's still touched these.
Wow, they're still there. It's at Catalina, right?
Yeah, it's on the southwest end of Catalina.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean,
those were monsters.
From the plane, they looked
exactly.
that's pretty cool. His whole, if you're not subscribing to his Instagram, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Air Pilikia.
Yep.
Yeah, he's got some great, and he's a good guy too, Costa Bonus, like just great people. So
what a perspective of our fishery he has. You know what I mean? Like participates the same way that all of us does, but it's such a different angle. It's like, man, what a unique perspective that guy has.
Yeah.
You know, when we all, like, you come up to a school of foamers or something and you get excited, how exciting must it be to fly that plane go from, like, giant school to giant school?
Yeah.
And such a good dude. Humble, rad, you know, and the photography part of it. Yeah, just cool, man. That's a cool one.
Good to have on our side.
Yeah.
To have on our side. So, have you been fishing?
I've been out. I went out with Ollie on the Killer Bee last week, and it was a little tough that day. We had some boat problems, and it was a long day, but we got one good one. One of the guys in the boat, Connor, he pitched a stick bait into one of the groups, and they decided
to fishing tuna?
Okay. Yeah, we were fishing tuna. Yeah. Got some big, chunky bonita.
Yeah.
As well. Those things are amazing.
That's been the cool consolation prize. If the local tuna doesn't bite for you, boy, some of that bonita has been big. Like, it's not uncommon to see 10 pounders. Like,
these were at least 10 pounds.
That's cool.
Yeah, we caught multiple of them, and I made some pokey out of them yesterday.
There you go.
Amazing.
Delicious. Yeah, it's delicious. And what about the real estate world? What's been going on there?
Real estate world, the interest rates are up and down. It just
matters. It's crazy. They went up again yesterday, right?
Yeah, I think on Thursday.
Yeah. How does that affect your business?
It just, people are scared. Yeah. You know, a lot of guys sitting on the fence. We do have so much pent up buyers right now that soon this thing's going to pop. As soon as this war stops, you see a drop in interest rates.
Yeah.
People are going to go nuts.
Yeah.
I'm selling a lot of like multifamily right now to investors. Because they're just sitting on the market.
Yeah.
Even investors are scared.
Like multifamily means like a condo or a townhome or something?
Duplexes, triplexes. Okay, gotcha. Doing stuff at the beach right now. I've got a few investors. One's a doctor, you know, really wants to, he lived here his whole life and wants to retire here in San Diego. So we're looking at like PB, OB, and trying to buy up some of the smaller buildings. And the whole deal would be down the road to rebuild them. There's a lot of, you know, 40s and 50s little shacks.
Yeah, right.
There's two-on-ones and that kind of stuff. And sure. I've done it with a couple of investors in the past, and they've done really well.
Yeah.
Go in and build row homes, you know, in that location with nice rooftop decks.
Yeah. Hard to lose when it comes to San Diego real estate.
It is.
Or real estate in general, in general. It's like I was talking to my neighbor yesterday about he was talking about buying some land over in his hometown of Wisconsin, I said, you know, a long time ago when I was in my 20s, a guy, my neighbor in Vista said, buy land. And I didn't listen to him.
They're not.
And I wish I would have, right? I wish I would have.
Totally. No.
Yeah.
I had old guys when I was young used to tell me the same thing, man. And I wish I would have took more of their advice.
Yeah.
You know? You start when you're 18.
Of course, when you don't have any money, it's like, that's another factor, right?
Oh, yeah, no problem, man. Let me just grab that out of my back pocket. Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly. Like, Well, the cool thing is with the San Diego market, let's say you get in today and you go buy your first rental property, right? And let's say you break even. Well, in 5 years, you know, you're going to grow that thing by 20% or something. Go pull your money back out. Go buy another one.
Yeah.
That's how you get, you know, wealth that's going to last.
Yes.
And hang on to them.
Yeah.
You know, right now everybody thinks, oh, these prices are so high and taxes are so high, but they're just going to go up.
They keep going up.
San Diego. They don't make more San Diego.
No, that is for sure. And we're
or Orange County or Los Angeles or Central California, whatever it is. You know, we're all blessed to be in a really good spot in here, you know.
That's for sure. We still have some infill here, too, that, you know, is getting filled up in East County and stuff. So you'll see some more building down the road. San Diego's still got a little expanding to go.
Oh, yeah.
For sure. And then we have a lot of old buildings, too, that people are, just like I was saying, in the beach area. You're going to see those 50s homes get knocked over and gentrified. The whole neighborhood's being gentrified.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. So what about, what's the realtor's take on this Proposition A where they want to tax $8,000 for empty properties?
We're fighting it, you know. It's just, they're just trying to extort people for money for the most part, in my opinion.
But, I mean, it would put more properties on the market, though, because there's a lot of invested that just sit on properties, right?
Think about these guys sitting on these properties. $8,000 is probably a drop in a bucket to them, you know. Yeah. I don't think it's going to make anything but problems for the city, you know. Yeah. Why are you trying
to... Or problems for the people that want to have a second home, but that $8,000 is a lot of money to them.
Yeah, and that's only if it's vacant over 6 months.
Yeah.
So, I mean, show up at your place, you know. I don't know how they're going to enforce it.
Yeah.
And
tough. They'd have to have the occupancy police or something. And
totally.
There's another cost.
That's what
it'll probably cost more than $8,000.
Exactly. So why are we wasting,
admin
and everything on doing something like this? It's extortion,
world.
You know, in my opinion.
Yeah, it's a crazy world for sure.
Yeah.
So what about fishing? So has Ollie talked you into putting the Seakeeper ride system on your boat yet?
He has. I'm trying to figure out if I'm going to keep my boat.
Uh-huh.
I've got a 23.8 Sea Fox, And I love it, but the cockpit isn't big enough for me. Uh-huh. You know, I get around the back, especially if you're fighting bigger fish.
Yeah.
And I just need a little more.
Yeah. I'm telling you, whatever boat you end up with, whether you keep the Sea Fox or whether you get a new boat, I know you're headed to Florida to look at some stuff, get it. It's one of those things I wish I would have put on a boat, like, years ago, before it was even invented, because it is a game changer.
Oh, I wish I would have done it.
I know you fish with Ali, and you see it.
Yeah.
It's a game changer.
Yeah, I have a couple.
I mean, as much as the Seakeeper system itself, it's a game changer. But it's a totally different thing.
Yep.
Because it protects your back and the ride, and you go faster. I mean, what I found with my boat, with the Seakeeper ride system, is I'm going fat, cruising, instead of cruising at, say, 22 and kind of lumpy seas, I'm cruising at 27, 28.
No kidding.
Yeah.
And just as good a ride. And you go over wakes in the harbor. Like the other day when we left kind of midday on Wednesday. It was just like, I don't know what was going on, but there was a lot of action in the harbor, you know, Navy and SEALs and stuff like that. And you're going over wakes in the harbor, it's game-changing. Yep. You don't pound.
Just the way it drives, too.
Yeah.
I've got a couple of buddies that put them on theirs. One of my friends bought a newer Sailfish last year.
Yeah.
And it was nice. You know, we'd cruise at 30, and it, you know, was a really nice boat. You throw that right on there, it's a different boat.
It's a different boat.
Yeah.
It's
you can handle.
You need to put it on.
I want it so bad.
You do.
I
never thought. See, Ali's been bugging me to get it for a long time. I was like, I don't need that. I've got, you know, my boat's rides fine. I'm, you know, it works fine. I don't need it. I wish I would have done it. Yeah. And then Chris, who runs his shop over there at Blue Seas Stabilizers, he's a master.
Oh, he
is. That guy is super amazing.
That fisherman. He's like an engineer. Yeah. I mean, he can work on anything.
Oh, yeah. You know, I had no idea.
Yeah, he's just
been a bud for a long time. It's like I had no idea the knowledge and expertise that guy had.
Yep, cool. And he's like that guy's the Baja Connect. He knows everybody, uh-huh. You know, like if you need something in Baja, you can call Chris and Chris knows somebody.
Yeah, he's got the guy on the speed dial.
Yeah, exactly.
But anyway, if you're thinking of, if you're on the fence about the ride system,
don't talk to Pete.
Yeah.
You won't be on the fence anymore.
Because you need to call Blue Sea Stabilizers because they changed. Like I say, Ollie was bugging me for a long time. You got to put this on. I don't need it. And then he says, finally, he's like, we cut a deal. And it was like, and I paid for it. I got a great deal. But now what I know, would I just pay full price? Yeah, absolutely.
It's totally worth it.
It's a difference.
Yeah. If you have a Parker, like a Defiance or something that is a tank like that, I don't know if you've ever been on the Parker demo boat.
Yeah.
It is a ridiculously different boat once you put one on.
Absolutely.
It's cool. Yeah. And it's very manageable. I mean, I've been in Parkers. You head out in a West Swell, it just beats the hell out of you.
Yeah.
I mean,
I've had three or four of them in my lifetime.
Yeah. And that thing just changes the boat, you know? And now you've got that nice pilot house, bulletproof boat that actually handles well, and you're not messing with trim tabs and stuff all the time. They steer better.
That's the other thing, too, is the trim tab thing. So if somebody walks over to the other side of the boat, you know, I always have to adjust the trim tabs.
Yep.
The ride system does all that automatically, instantaneously.
It's like hundreds of times a second or something, right?
Yeah.
Like,
and you never even feel it.
That's crazy.
Yeah. It's so highly encourage it. It's a good thing for sure.
Yep.
So fishing on Killer Bee with Ali, what's he have on that thing? That thing is a big aluminum catamaran, right?
It's like a yacht, but a small boat at the same time.
Like a skiff and a yacht you got to push together.
Yeah. I mean, it hauls butt. It drinks fuel like nothing else.
Yeah.
It's very fast. It's very capable in any kind of seas. It has a stabilizer on it, too, so the thing doesn't move. I always tell them this is like our party barge that
that
big boys built. Yeah,
yeah.
That fishes. But the fish holds in the thing. You could put four of me in each side easy. And they have ice makers plumbed in. So you put your fish in there, you flip on the ice maker, it dumps ice right on.
It starts blowing ice on.
It's ridiculous, the whole setup. You know, we were sitting last week watching the Padre game while we were kite fishing.
So cool.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, it's gnarly.
Yeah, with Starlink on there. And
cooking burgers and dogs and, you know.
How nice.
Just everybody kind of does their helps out with the whole program. But man, it is the most solid fishing vessel you could buy. Like if you wanted to buy something in SoCal and get out of the weather when you're running, and you know, you can go anywhere in that boat. Yeah. I mean, they're dragging it all the way down. They drove it up from La Paz like 3 weeks ago, you know?
Yeah, he added to Puerto Vallarta last year.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah. Speaking of Puerto Vallarta, later in the show, we're going to hear from Mark Wheeler from Encinitas Ford. He's on his way back from Puerto Vallarta right now on his boat.
All right.
Caught some big tuna yesterday.
Okay, cool.
Oh, they did. They're biting down there.
Huh? Oh, yeah. So he's catching them. And I might also mention that, you know, Memorial Day weekend, any weekend, that is the holiday weekend, is the time to buy a Ford. And they have the Memorial Day weekend sell-a-thon at the San Diego County Ford dealers. And there is no better time to buy a car or truck from the Ford dealers than than the sell-a-thon weekends, which is this weekend. So if you're in the market, I'm sure Mark can expand on that, but this is the time to buy, the Memorial Day weekend sell-a-thon. And I also want to remind you, too, don't forget the Apps and Taps. Are you going to Apps and Taps next Saturday? Or you won't be here?
I won't be here.
You're going to be out of town.
Yeah. I'll be flying back.
Yeah, honoring Ken Franke. It's at Jimmy's Famous a week from yesterday. It's on Saturday night of the 30th. And it all starts at the SAC office with an open house.
And that's going to be fun, too. Like I'm looking forward to the SAC open house, you know, and just seeing everything those guys got going on, seeing the killer office as I am the festivities that are going to happen after.
And that's right next to Fisherman's Landing, mm-hmm. right next to the world headquarters here. And then walking right down the aisle there down to Jimmy's Famous, and they're going to have a great setup down there. And, you know, lots of appetizers and food and beer and wine and refreshments and lots of fun. And Captain Frank will be there talking about Ken, and there'll be a lot of dignitaries there talking about what the what Ken has done for the sport fishing industry. So get tickets at ccacalifornia.org on the events tab. Just click on there and just get your tickets and come to that event, because I know Rick will be there and a lot of the guys from Fisherman's Landing are going to be
there. Yeah, we bought a table. All the boys are going to be there. We're going to have a great time. It's going to be a lot of fun.
I'll be there, and lots of people. I know Dana Landing's got a table, and lots of people are going to be there. So you're going to miss out on a good event.
I know. I wish I was around for it, but
It's all right, though.
You're going to be stuck pulling on big fish and enjoying sunny weather.
Exactly. Hopefully sunny weather.
Yeah, exactly.
What are you going to fish for in Florida?
We're going to fish redfish one day, inshore stuff, and then we're going to try to spend 2 days offshore. We're going to try to get out towards the oil rigs there in Venice, and we're just fishing the offshore reefs, basically.
Nice.
From what he says, my buddy that lives there, it's really good.
Cool.
Really
good. That's so rad.
Yeah. It's a fishy zone there.
Yep.
Yeah. How did you get into fishing? Who was it? Ollie got into fishing first, or you got into fishing first?
We grew up with it. Our mom was a crazy
Your girl. Mom?
Yeah. My mom had the bug. And we'd go to, like, Santee Lakes, like, twice a week. We were poor, and that's what we could afford to do. And she was insane about fishing. So we'd get off school, you know, during the week, and she'd be like, okay, we're going to Santee Lakes or Lake Murray. And
I love that. That's right.
We did that, and then every year for vacation, we'd go up to Mammoth, and we camped, you know, old school intents and the whole deal, and we just fished the entire time.
That's right.
Wow. It was like our year. We prepared all year, basically, to go fishing in Mammoth.
In Mammoth.
Over the years, we still go to the Sierras. You know, Ollie and I have at least 2 trips a year that we'll end up doing.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. And our grandpa used to always have a cabin in the mountains somewhere.
Yeah.
He had one up in Shaver Lake for a long time when we were growing up. And then my uncle now has one up in Pinecrest, which is like the Western Sierras up by Strawberry. And that's where the trout fishing's good.
That's cool.
There's, I think, 4 or 5, like, blue ribbon trout rivers like 20
Where's
miles.
That?
Top of the Sonora Pass.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So it's up near Kennedy Meadows, that area.
Oh, that area. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so pretty untouched there, too.
It is. It's absolutely beautiful up there. Pinecrest Lake is like, it looks like a lake you'd see in movies that they had camps at. You know, they run those little camps. And it's just beautiful, you know. Clear water, really
good
fishing.
And not far away.
No, it's pretty far.
Well, it's pretty far, but it's like 3 hours, 2.5 hours closer than Mammoth.
No, different Kennedy Meadows. So there's a Kennedy Meadows in Inyo, which is the one that's closest to Mammoth. So that's up by Kernville and stuff. Okay. This is Kennedy Meadows, like in the way upper Sierras, up by Tahoe.
Oh, up by Tahoe. Yeah, that is far.
Yeah.
That's a long way.
Yep.
Long drive. But that's cool. And then how did you get into saltwater fishing?
When I was about 18 or 19, Ollie got me into it. He went out with some friends on a party boat when he was about that same age, 18, 19, and just got hooked and then started going to Baja with his buddies. And that was the first, I think it was 95, 96, the first real year where we had tuna get in town.
Yeah.
And, he took me out on, I think, a 3/4 day boat, and I caught my first tuna. 43-pound yellowfin, which was big back then.
Big right now.
And I remember I was getting bit for the first time. I'm like, Ollie, I think I'm getting a bite. And it's like just burning my thumb off. I didn't know what to do.
But totally.
First tuna, one jackpot, and sick. I was done. You know?
It's over.
You're
hooked up.
Salt in the veins, man.
There you go. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show with Yosef today. And sorry that Ollie is ill today. Sent us a text this morning saying he was coughing like a maniac, and we said, don't come. we don't want it. And he says, yeah, you don't want this. So, Ollie, hope you're listening, and we'll get well. Well quick. But we're going to have a great show talking fishing and real estate and more with Yosef.
Pumped to have Yosef in here this morning. We're pumped to talk to you. If you want to join us this morning on Let's Talk Hookup, we would love to hear from you. Give us a call this morning at 833-288-0973. One more time, 833-288-0973 is how you reach us on the phones, or send us a text. And the text, the show, so popular here now on Let's Talk Hookup. And if you want to text in your questions, the only way to do that for Yosef today is through the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download if you don't have it already. It's the easiest way to listen to Let's Talk Hookup. You can listen live through your phone. You can stream it under your car. And you can listen 24/7 to all the archives which are available in the Let's Talk Hookup app. If you missed yesterday's show, Captain Frank Lopresti, it's a quick button push and you're listening to all the previous shows. Adam does such a great job keeping our archives up, uploaded on the app. And again, the app is the only way to text in your questions to Yosef today. When you do, make sure you include your contact info. Just a name and a phone number along with your question is all we need, because we are giving away such a killer prize at the end of today's show, and we want to make sure you're eligible for it. One lucky caller or texter, as always, it's decided by the prize coin. At the end of the show, we'll flip the coin, designate whether the winner comes from the caller side or the texter side. One winner is going to win a pair of Costa sunglasses. Today we're giving away the White Tip Pro. This is a really cool pair of Costas. This particular one comes with the copper silver mirror frame, lens. It's a really, really cool lens color.
Yeah, it is.
Silver mirror over the front, so you can't see into them, but it's got a copper base. It's really good for color contrast, good for identifying kelps, good for looking in the water and seeing the difference between, you know, rock and reef, and good for breezers. It's just an awesome, awesome pair of shades. It also has a matte black frame. And if that wasn't enough, a brand new pair of Costas, you're also going to get two tickets to the event that Pete just mentioned, the big CCA California Apps and Taps. It's next Saturday at Jimmy's Famous American Tavern in Point Loma, and again, honoring Ken Frankie. So what a prize that is. Brand new pair of Costas and two tickets to Apps and Taps for one lucky caller or texter. Again, if you want to get your chance to get through, it's 833-288-0973 on the phones, or keep those texts rolling in the Let's Talk Hookup app. When we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls, reading those texts. We're going to have a great day. Catch reports, great info, and more. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice, on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
This is shaping up to be a fantastic fishing year. Hi, this is Ben, and you'll see me at my dad's shop, Dana Landing in Mission Bay. Doesn't matter if you're out there on a kayak, on your boat, or headed out on a sport boat, Dana Landing has everything you need. We call it the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. Our tackle shop is certainly one of the best for saltwater anglers. And if you are looking for freshwater tackle, nothing beats East County Bait and Tackle, where you will get the best tackle and knowledge on your way to the lake. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle is amazing too, with great stock of both fresh and saltwater tackle. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Mapleview and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, 94 to Broadway in Lemon Grove. And Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Doesn't matter if you're out there on a kayak, on your boat, or headed out on a sport boat, Dana Landing has everything you need. Check DanaLanding.com for more details.
Whether you're on the lake, on the river, or on the bay, when you hop on board for a day on the water, make sure everyone's on board with wearing a life jacket. Life jackets save lives. Get on board. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Big Marine knows you need a pair of stabilized binoculars, and Fujinon just made the deal even sweeter with an additional $200 savings on their amazing bundle deal. Here's what's included. Fujinon TechnoStabby TSX 1440 binoculars, Pelican Vault case with custom laser-cut foam insert, plus the Fujinon polarized filters at $1,704 retail value for just $1,299.99. You save over $400. This is the best deal ever on these amazing binoculars. The Fujinon TechnoStabby TSX 1440 delivers rock-steady vision, and now protect your investment with the custom Pelican case and the polarized filters that help you find more on the water. This special bundle is available at Baker Marine on Shelter Island for a limited time only. Stop by their store on Shelter Island in San Diego and take advantage on this never-before-seen bundle pricing on the Fujinon TSX 1440 binoculars, a savings of over $400. Learn more at BakerMarine.com.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaboard Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaboard Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Dos, Pride, Tribute Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaport, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaport Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check SeaportLanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Phones are packing up fast. If you want to get your chance to talk to Yosef, 833-288-0973. Is how you doing?
Yeah, so let's jump into the phones. You want to get through, have a chance to win that pair of Coastal sunglasses and two tickets to Apps and Taps next Saturday evening. Get on it.
That's how it's done, man.
Standing by.
Alex in San Carlos is going to get us started here on Let's Talk Hookup this morning. What's up, Alex? Yo, Alex.
Good morning,
there he is. Hey, good morning, buddy.
Hey, guys. So I had a question. My wife and I have been looking at tapping into the equity in our home. And we did call our current lender. Do you have to go and run your credit to see, like, what type of, like, programs or products, like, are available to you? Or is there any way to just get, like, the information first before you kind of, like, dive into, like, running your credit?
You can get the information. Any lender should be able to give you a scenario. The best way to do it is if you have, like, Credit Karma or something like that, and kind of know your scores. They're going to use your lowest score if you're married, and there's going to be two people on it. But if you know your score or close to it, yeah, definitely. There's, you know, you can just look at the programs, and as long as your score is high enough, you're going to qualify for that program. So a lot of them are like, you got to have a 680 or above to hit this tier. And then the highest tier is usually about 730. So anything over 730 doesn't really matter. You know, you're at the top tier, uh-huh, and you're going to get the best, you know, price on that loan. If you're thinking about pulling out the equity, I would look at credit unions. They usually are a couple percent less. They're a little harder to get. But if you don't need more than a couple hundred grand, that's the way to go.
A credit union?
Yeah. Mission Fed's like 5.9 or something.
Wow.
That's really good. For a home equity loan.
For a home equity. What about
It's probably gone up a little bit.
Do they do
now.
Home loans or no?
They do.
They do, yeah.
Yeah, Mission Fed's great. As far as the home loans go, if you've been banking with them for a long time, they make it super easy. And, you know, you got a little money in the bank. They do. Their requirements are a little stiffer than a lot of the, say, wholesale mortgage companies.
Yeah.
You know, bigger mortgage companies like Cornerstone and that kind of thing, they have 50 to 100 different banks that they deal with. And they're basically just brokering the loan.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes the flexibility on the guidelines is a little better with those guys.
Huh. But now, as an agent, you have to not only sell something, you also have to get the people financed and into the house, right? There's a lot to it.
That's one of the biggest things.
So you've got to have knowledge about all the entities of how they can qualify and get into a house, right?
Definitely.
And I'm sure you've seen every tip and trick and every, like, hey, man, you know, I'm sure the story is countless. Like, oh, we don't think we qualify. Like, oh, well, let's go this route. Maybe you're not going to get, you're not going to get the single best rate, but I'm still going to get you in. And then you get in, you get settled, then we refi you later. Like,
yep.
I'm sure you've seen every scenario that comes and goes.
A good lender will fit you into those models. A lot of people are like me, and we have a lot of expenses. So at the end of the year, your tax returns don't look like you're making a ton of money. So there's loans called DSCR, and they basically go off of how much money you're taking in every year and how much money you're moving through your accounts. So let's say you don't qualify normally because you show a loss at the end of the year every year. You can go DSCR, and it's about a half point more right now. It used to be like a point and a half spread, but you can still get under 7 right now. Use your – no tax returns required, nothing like that. They just want to make sure that you can be able to make that payment.
Right. They don't care if you're saving money. That's not what they're worried about. They don't worry about how much money you're going to have in the bank. They just want to make sure you can make your payment.
Yeah, the debt coverage is all they want to make sure is you can cover your debt. If they do and you got the down payment, let's go.
Yeah.
So I've gotten tons of people into homes that way that thought they couldn't buy because they're going to their, you know, B of A or Chase or something. They're like, no, your income's not there. Your debt to ratio is too high, blah, blah, blah. And we can move stuff around too, you know. And
make it look right.
Yeah, just make it look right for underwriters, you know. Yeah. Lots of times people are financially strong, but just the way they're set up as far as their tax returns and that kind of thing go, they can't, you know, do
being
a normal
self-employed loan. Is another deal.
Well, that's the biggest thing is self-employment. Yeah, guys that own companies and stuff. I mean, I know guys that have owned construction companies and do great, and they were still renting, you know. They're like, yeah, I can't qualify for a loan.
Yeah.
But we get them into I can pretty much get anybody into a loan. That's for the thing,
Yosef. Like every bud that I have that has dealt with, everybody raves about Yosef for that reason. Like he just figures everything out for the regular.
Well, he's not just a sales guy. Yeah, he's not just going to sell you the home. He knows the other entities. Like I was quizzing in during the break about my ridiculous property taxes and how they just keep going up. You know, values go up, the property taxes go up, and it's just like kind of crazy.
It is
how that happens. But
you
it's like
get reassessed.
And you know, it's funny because everybody says, "Oh, well, proposition 13 protects you." It's like, no, not if you do a remodel, right?
Yep, exactly. Yeah. So your remodeled side is going to get taxed at the current rate and what it's assessed at.
That's craziness.
Yeah. You know what? One thing I got to give props to the San Diego County Tax Assessor, Jordan Marks. Great dude.
I don't really like them.
Yeah, nobody likes him, but at least he's kind of fighting for the small guy. I've had a couple, you know, Prop 13 things that have come up, and they've kind of been in gray areas. And his office, man, just really fought for, you know, the consumer.
Yeah.
And I was shocked. He put together this advocacy office now. He's got two guys sitting in there that, you know, everybody's got tax questions. And he used to go into the tax assessor and they wouldn't answer it, and they'd be grumpy and this and that. These two guys, you walk in, they're just happy to help. They're there just to help people.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So you can actually go in and kind of challenge them on your tax bill?
At that, or, go in and go, why is this? You know, just like you're asking me.
Yeah,
you know, and that. Yeah, and I would. Just go in there and check it out. They really are helpful. And for the first time in San Diego, I've been in this business.
Amazing.
Yeah, this tax assessor's been great. So got to give him
but
props.
But he knows stuff like that.
That's what I'm saying, dude.
And he knows how to fish.
Exactly.
Well, the
fish part brings us to my next part. And that's a question we got teched in from Johnny in San Marcos. Says, morning, guys. What a great show so far. My question for both of you guys, Yosef and Pete, what are your thoughts on generator noise when using Seakeeper? Do you think it impacts white sea bass, yellowtail bites if you're on the anchor, shallow water, et cetera? What do you feel about running the generator?
I don't think it affects a yellowtail bite. I do think it affects a white sea bass bite, for sure.
Anything could. Well, let's ask Captain Mark Wheeler from Encinitas Ford. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Pete.
What do you say, Wheels?
Morning.
Hey, Rock God, good morning. We're off at the Trace Marias. Had a good day fishing yesterday. It took us a while to find them, but we got some nice big tuna, yellowfin tuna. We had a couple of long-distance releases on blue marlin and a nice wahoo, and we're back at it today on El Sueño.
What a day, dude.
That sounds good. How's the weather?
It's nice. It's pretty warm. It's about 90, and the water's
85. Woo!
But,
my gosh. That's very sweaty.
We're going to miss that when we turn the corner coming up the Baja coast, that's for sure.
You're bringing the boat back up north here, right?
Yeah.
But,
so we'll be home a little bit of fishing. It's been great so far, and we anticipate more fish as we go towards Cabo and
and up the Pacific side looking for those bluefin off of San Quintin and stuff.
Yeah, so a question just came up. We were talking about Sea Keeper, and I have a Sea Keeper on El Sueño there. Does it affect the fishing? I mean, does it scare a fish away, the noise?
No, I don't think so, because by the time you get your generators and your mains and all that stuff, and water makers and all that stuff, I haven't seen any impact from water makers running, so I don't think the Sea Keeper scares them away, and I'm sitting here with a Sea Keeper running right now, grateful that I've got one.
Yeah, exactly. Happy because a little bit of roll there. Yeah, and on my boat, mine's battery operated. On my I have a Sea Keeper one, battery operated with no generator noise, and it's really not that noisy. And I just don't see that it's causing any kind of scare on a fish. But like you say, maybe white sea bass. Anything can affect a white sea bass, right?
Yeah, they got stones there.
Yeah, it depends on. Yeah.
Species.
But, so we're glad to be a sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup for something like forever, Pete.
Yeah.
Through Four Dealers Advertising.
Close to 30 years. And I mentioned earlier in the show, this is Memorial Day weekend. It's the Memorial Day weekend sell-a-thon at the San Diego County Ford Dealers. Why is that a good time to buy a Ford car or truck at the San Diego County Ford Dealers on sell-a-thon?
Money. Oh, there's extra incentives on for the Memorial Weekend, and all the Ford dealers in San Diego, including Encinitas Ford, are all ready, willing, and able to make great deals on all the great new Ford products that we have for all of our friends at Let's Talk Hookup. So even though I'm not there, I want you all to come down.
Well, you've got capable, fortunately, you're able to be there because you've got very capable people at Encinitas Ford. That's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
And
that's the whole.
And it's employee pricing, which is crazy because I bought a new Explorer from you on employee prices. That's crazy how much less expensive it is. And then added incentives because it's the sell-a-thon weekend. So, financing.
Right.
There's stuff.
Yep. So now, if you're in the market for a Ford or any kind of vehicle, come down, take a look at all the Fords at all the Ford dealers in San Diego County, and we'll take good care of them.
So
you're good listeners.
Yeah, well, thanks, Mark. Appreciate it. So what's the plan today? What are you going to go? Are you going to continue to try and find some tuna in Wahoo?
We're staying put, working around, trying to find the spinner dolphin with the nice big yellowfin tuna underneath them. And in the meantime, if we catch Wahoo and blue marlin, it's okay, too.
Yeah. What was the grade of tuna we were catching, Mark?
We got a 175 yesterday. So
that's awesome.
That's a good one. And what method? Yeah. It was on a kite or trolling?
So we had the Mad Max out. We got bit on Mad Max. But the big boy, cedar plug.
Cedar plug.
You got a 175-pounder on a cedar plug.
Wow.
How cool is that?
Red and white,
and one of the small cedar plugs, too.
Yeah. And you've been trolling those Shimano ledge runners you bought at the PCS show, too, right?
The ledge runners, awesome. So my guys hadn't put them out, and I go, hey, man, we got to try this. I put it out. 20 minutes later, we get about a 45-pound Wahoo on it.
Sweet.
Oh, that's good news.
That works. That works.
And those things are so cool. They stay down. They perform. They everything that you'd want in a... In a diving lure, that's ledge runners, highly recommended by me.
That's awesome. Well, and I know you bought it at the PCS show from Rockcod Rick at the Fisherman's Landing Tackle Booth.
Well, Rockcod was doing other things, but Doug Kearns was my guy.
Oh, okay. the man.
Yeah, second tier.
second tier guy.
The man.
Yeah. Well, cool, Mark. This is great.
Hey, Wheeler, get some of these. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm on, Doug.
You got to get it. Well, that's so cool. Well, keep us posted. When are you expected back in Southern California?
Next Sunday.
Okay, so you have a whole week.
Yep, a week to go. We've been out a couple of days. So.
All right, well, keep us posted how it goes. Maybe give us a report on the way up next Saturday.
Okay, that'd be great.
All right. Hey, man.
All right, guys.
Mark Wheeler, Encinitas Ford, part of the San Diego County Ford Dealers. Good luck and catch a big one again.
Okay, guys.
All right.
Take care.
Appreciate the call this morning.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including more of your phone calls, more texts, and a whole lot more great info. Yo, so if you stay tuned, you're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home. With an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs, your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
Hello, this is Captain Mike Totter from Surge of Sport Fishing. Alongside my colleague, Chef Josh Evans, and our dedicated team, we invite you to join us aboard the Searcher. Our fishing trips range from a day and a half to 8 days, available May through November, and include charter options. We're committed to upholding a legacy of top-notch customer service, delicious food, and a friendly and talented crew. Book your fishing adventure online at SearcherSportFishing.com or call Rachel at 619-226-2403. That's SearcherSportFishing.com. We look forward to welcoming you aboard.
If you spend serious time on the water, you already know how fast conditions can change. Glare shifts, light drops, wind kicks up, and when you're fishing all day, your gear has to keep up. That's why Costa built the Pilot House Pro. It's a semi-rimless shield designed to give you a full, unobstructed view of the water with the clarity Costa's known for and the protection serious anglers actually need. Pilot House Pro is Z87.1 plus safety rated, ventilated to fight fog, and built to stay locked in when things get rough. From flying hooks to long hours in the sun, it's made for real conditions, not just the easy parts of the day. If you want eyewear that works as hard as you do on the water, check out the Pilot House Pro at CostaDelMar.com. See what's out there. Safety rated in U.S. only.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedro Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader with all-inclusive fishing trips to Cedros Island. We now have two lodges to choose from and both sit on the cliff's edge with relaxing ocean views and gorgeous morning sunrises. With direct flights departing through the CBX in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the yellowtail and calico bass capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Cedro Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at CedroSportFishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm having a great time here this morning with this great fishing going on and phone calls, busy. But
lots of good stuff. Yeah, nice to hear from Mark Wheeler down there catching fish down at Puerto Vallarta.
I love hearing that, Woo. Man. That's awesome. Well, speaking of catching fish, we're going to continue on. It's time for the Catch Report, as promised. We got the man, Captain Brian Willie from Dana Wharf, standing by today. The Catch Report is sponsored by the ones, the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, where you get the premier processing experience. You can check out their easier online system to book your processing orders. Man, Fisherman's Processing stays so far ahead of the rest. They've got more same-day capacity, the finest in customer service. You can stop by their Old Town location on Taylor Street or check fishermansprocessing.com. Be sure you make those reservations today. We got him. Captain Woolley's on the line. What up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, guys. What's going on this morning?
Morning, Woolley.
What's up in there?
Yeah, enjoying a Memorial Day weekend. Good weather. Just hoping to hear about some good biting fish up at Dana Wharf.
Roger, man. Great week up here. This water's still the star of the show, you know, 67 degrees, clean, good current in all the right spots. Like, it's just, you know, it's like we're 3 to 4 weeks ahead of schedule with the way the fish are biting and the way the water's looking here, so temp-wise. So, been good bass fishing. Our happy anglers have been really doing some good bass fishing. Calico bass over the hard bottom this week, biting. Calico bass in the kelp, excellent. So, sliding egg sinkers, quarter ounce to a half ounce, kind of dependent on the bird activity on the surface. I'm sure the birds down that way have been a total nightmare too. But just enough to get it down away from the birds to get you bit up, no problem. Plenty on the artificial options as well. Guys throwing the A-rigs, catching lots of fish, hard jerk baits, surface iron, long casts along the kelp. All of that stuff has been catching fish this week really well for us. Halibut in the mix as well. Guys sending baits to the bottom. You know, these aren't big, giant fish. They're 5 to 10 pound stuff. But, again, it's kind of been consistent for us. You know, we've had some really good halibut fishing plenty of times over the years, but this has just kind of been a nice added bonus. You know, we do catch our fair share, but it's just been consistent. So it's been good for those guys. And then, you know, good sand bass on the sinker setups, some nice standout sheephead for the guys fishing the shrimps. So just nice mixed bags for our half-day guys. Three-quarter day. Kind of still in that rockfish mode. You know, we haven't really seen any anything big to draw us really out offshore. You know, we have been looking around as we, you know, make that run to the 14, but gosh, that rock cod fishing out there has just been lights out good. 100 fathoms, so that 600 foot range, it's been, you know, it's deep, moderately deep, but it's biting. Jig anglers, 250 to 300 gram jigs, no problems getting bites. Chromes, bloom pinks, orange colors were the hot ones this week. And out there, we're the guys are switching out the assist hooks on their jigs to just a treble hook on the bottom, a lighter, you know, not super beefy treble hook, but enough where if you get kind of hung on the bottom, you can pull a little bit and get one of those, you know, points of the hook to kind of pull out so you don't lose your jig. Has been a nice tackle modification that the jig guys are fishing out there, and it's been working really well. You know, you hang that assist hook on the rock out there, your jig's toast. So guys making that little change to their hook out there has been working really well. And then, you know, been kind of catching what we need on the bank out there relatively quick and really good condition. And then it's been a quick drive to the inside, finish our day off fishing some of that bass on the beach there for our three-quarter day guys. And then the Fury over at Clemente, Marcus said that killer calico bass fishing continued for him this week. Really good on the fly line baits and the artificial lures, rubber lures and whatnot. And then still plenty to catch off the bottom with mixed bags of whitefish, rockfish, sheephead, and still some of that bonito for the guys throwing small, like, sniper-style jigs, catching on some of that. And a little bit of yellowtail sign there. Nothing real big for Marcus this week, a handful of smaller fish, but still good, solid calico action for those guys. So fun week for us across the board. You know, we're still in May, which is hard to believe, but we're looking forward to another solid week here. So if you want to hop on a boat, give us a call. Our number here, 949-496-5794. Of course, so you can hit us on the web as well at danawerf.com.
Man, a great report. We'll take that, buddy. That's like you said, that's summertime. I mean, that's a several week earlier than what should be right now report. Flat calm weather, biting fish kind of across the board, all the trips. We'll take that just fine, Willie.
Absolutely. So, yeah, guys, come bring a rod that you can fly line a bait with. Bring a surface iron rod if you're coming half day fishing, and, you know, a nice assortment of sinkers, and you should be just fine for one of those half-day trips with us. So
sounds good to us, buddy. Well, one more time, shoot us a phone number if somebody wants to book one of those trips and come fishing with you and the whole family, Dana Wharf.
Cool, 949-496-5794. Again, now you can hit us there at danawharf.com.
You're the best. Really appreciate it, Willie. Look forward to another great one next Sunday.
All right, guys. Have a great show. We'll catch you later. See ya.
Thanks Willie. Appreciate that very much. And, you know, some great texts coming through while we're waiting for Gunderson. I have a really good one from Carla here. And Carla's writes, says, good morning. It's so cool that you credit your mom with your love of fishing. Have you and your brother passed the same love and knowledge to your fishing to your next generation of your family?
Oh, we definitely have.
Yeah? Your kids?
Yeah, my son, older son Duke, is really into it and has been, you know, since he was a little kid. When he was like two or three, I remember taking him up to Green Valley Lake, which is up by Big Bear, and we're sitting on the shore fishing, and this little kid is casting his little thumb caster out around all people fishing on both sides of him, and he limited in like 30 minutes.
That's so rad.
And everybody's standing around going, what's going on with this kid, huh?
Totally. And I just don't know if it's luck or what, but he sat there and caught fish for the other kids too and let them use his pole,
the old block right there.
We pass it down. Duke caught his first three tuna when he was 3 years old.
Oh my.
And we held the back of the pole. He's 10.
He
just turned 10.
That's cool.
Wow.
He's, but him and his little buddies all bug me to take him fishing all the time. Yeah. And I'd like to go more than we do, but most of our trips, you know, vacations revolve around fishing anyway.
That's cool.
So we'll go to Mexico or the Sierras and that kind of thing.
Yeah. It's so cool to see almost like a revival of young people fishing. And you see it all the time around here in Point Loma area. Young kids with fishing rods sticking up out of their e-bikes and
stuff.
It's like, I was talking to a friend the other day about this. It's just, it's amazing.
It's a very cool thing to do,
having a fishing rod and go fishing and catch some bay bass or something like that.
Well, I never knew why other kids when I was young weren't fishing all these docks around here.
Yeah.
You know, when I was a kid, my mom used to drop me off down at the landings and I'd sneak in and toss a line in anywhere we could. Or she'd drop us off in the K's and I would walk the whole K's and we'd catch 50 fish.
Yeah.
You know, it's like we have a lot more here that you can do from shore than a lot of places, yeah. And I don't feel like my generation was taking advantage of that. And you see right. it more now. There's kids that are doing it. See kids up on the jetty and stuff throwing A-rigs and that kind of thing, and, you know, catching real fish.
Oh, it's so cool.
Yeah. And I think it is coming back. It is a cool thing now, you know.
Much healthier than other recreations that kids could get in trouble with, right?
Totally.
Yeah.
And I think this newer generation, too, is kind of getting sick of electronics.
Yeah.
You know?
That's good.
My son, both my boys, you know, they have electronics and stuff, but they'd rather go throw a baseball or go fishing.
Nice.
You know, go to the beach.
That's great.
I think they're getting burnt on it.
Yeah.
You know?
That's so refreshing to hear. For
yeah.
Sure. Hey, one thing I want to mention is if you want to go fishing, here's a phenomenal opportunity on one of the best boats in the fleet, and that's American Angler. Lori texted me yesterday that they have one spot open on a three-day trip on the 29th of May.
Oh, dude.
This never happens.
Yeah.
I mean, what an opportunity to go on the American Angler. So that would be leaving next Friday, the 29th. And a three-day over the weekend on the American Angler.
Especially with all the big fish fighting right now.
Oh, yeah.
Those guys are just like the big fish specialists. There's a lot of good vertical jig fishing going on. Those guys are just the absolute killers of it. That would be a cool trip.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So you want to jump on it quickly because this spot will go quick. AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com or just give Lori in the office a call and grab that spot on the 29th next Friday on a three-day trip on the American Angler.
I dig it. That's cool.
For sure.
Well, I had another fun text come through, and this one says, good morning, guys. Always a great time when Yosef is on the show. My question for Yosef is real estate related. My wife and I would like to get into a larger property than we currently have, maybe an acre or two, and want to turn our current home into a rental. Do the banks take this into account when considering for our lending? And is it easier or harder for this type of financing? That's from Ralph and Menifee.
Hey, Ralph. You're actually in a good position as long as your rent is going to cover your more current mortgage. If it's more, we actually will take that and use it as income, and it'll help you to get into a new property.
So it all has to do with what rent's going around his area. As long as he's going to cover it, he's going to be looking even better.
Definitely. Let's say you're making an extra $1,000 on it, and when you go to get the loan on the other place, you can take that $1,000 and apply it towards your income. So they count it ahead of time, basically.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It would really help you.
Oh, yeah.
I always recommend hanging on to your properties if you've had them for a while.
Oh, yeah.
And you can rent them because you're going to have a low tax basis, and it's just going to be printing money in the future. Yeah. Yeah.
And in San Diego County, having a rental, it's money in the bank, right?
That's it, exactly.
Because it's going to stay rented.
Yeah, exactly. For sure. Long-term is awesome.
Yeah, for sure. Gundy Gunderson, our surf guru extraordinaire, is on the line. Good morning, Gundy.
What up, Gundy?
How you doing, gentlemen?
Great, buddy.
Morning.
Great. How are you?
Good. We've got a... you know, not our typical May, but we do have that warm water, and we've got a... you know, good fishing in turns. It's kind of the situation where we've got a little bit of mixed off-color water with clean water. So the whole key is to be on it and check conditions, constantly find that clean water. Another week, like I said, not the best fishing, but good markers, good catches, a bit of inconsistencies. But, you know, I think we're having a shift in the weather here, and we'll see more consistent weather. Hook, line, sinker reported improved halibut by good numbers of fish caught in the surf line. You know, you got a grunion run going, and then they reported lots of bait, anchovies, small sardines in the surf line. So that's picked it up. A lot of 30-inch class fish topped by a 34-incher. No real big ones, but that's typical for up there. Drop shot fluke, swim baits have been good. Hard jerk baits producing. The short to legal sea bass still active along Goleta. Big leopard sharks have also been on the bite. I think they had, these guys are released in the fish, so we don't have like a hard weight, but they had a 50-pound class fish, two 40-pound class fish, so real good bite on those leopard sharks. One fish was taken on squid, another on shrimp. Also, three corvina, and this week we finally had some corvina catches. We've been looking at them for quite a while, but there were three corvina reported taken off Ventura. The angler said he got them on a fly and a bubble rig, which is something I'm not real familiar with, but hey, it is a finesse rig, and maybe that was the key to taking that. Just Fishing reported perch, croaker, corvina on South Bay beaches. The first corvina catches taken off torrents there. Two fish taken on fresh mussel. I think a sign of things to come also. There was some bonita, small bonita in Redondo Harbor and small firecracker yellowtail. So that maybe that's a sign of, you know, things to come with the warmer water. Big fish reported more quality halibut, a 17-pounder taken in the Marine Stadium there on a shaky head swim bait. Sunset Dog Beach producing a little slower down San Diego way, a little inconsistent water. Some of the short fin specialists were taking some fish in the harbor and in the lagoons at night with swim baits, so that's a sign of things to come also. But a little inconsistent on the beach down there in San Diego, but like I said, some real good catches being made, other guys struggling in the wrong sort of conditions, so it's real key to find the right conditions.
Sounds like you better take your pooch over to the dog beach there, Gundy.
He's way to meet girl.
Yeah. Give that hound a treat, man. Gundy, that's cool, Gundy.
Super good report. Appreciate you, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
Yeah, real quick, Rockcod, you seeing guys fish those swim baits with shaky heads?
No, I caught that part of your report, and I was very curious. I mean, a shaky head is a, you know, it's a plenty common technique, freshwater guys, but I haven't seen like a traditional paddle tail swim bait fish much on a shaky head. But it was definitely something that stood out when I heard you mention that in your report, Gundy.
Yeah, I think it just gives the whole setup a little more action.
Idea.
You know
totally.
What I mean?
Especially those skinny, kind of finesse, smaller swim baits, something that's trying to look like a little anchovy in the surf. I love it, man.
Yep.
A great report as always, Gundy. Sure appreciate it very much, brother. We'll look
Have
forward
a good
to talking
week,
next
guys.
Week. Thanks, buddy.
Safe and sane.
Hey, when we come back, we got another full hour. Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more catch reports, and a whole lot more great info with Yosef. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. We're on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Do you know why a million customers visited Summit Gasoline last year at the San Diego Sports Arena? Because they give you the lowest price on fuel, great service, and easy access, even for trucks and trailers at their 24 pumps. Summit is known for the best price on ice, too. Almost half the cost of any other vendor. 25 pounds for just $3.99. Martha and her crew love fishermen, and they'll prove it by giving you 100 pounds free with a 35-gallon fill-up. Summit offers over 40 snacks and drinks to choose from for only 89 cents, and even a line of hand creams and lip balms for 89 cents, too. Summit now proudly offers locally made burritos and sandwiches, made fresh daily and ready to go wherever the current takes you. Summit just upgraded their car wash, and for a limited time, get a deluxe car wash for only $6. Grab the wife's car, grab a cheap sandwich, and make up for the day on the water. Summit Gasoline. Lowest prices, friendliest staff, easy access, and free ice. What more can you ask for? In Southern California, saltwater fishing demands gear that performs when the pressure's on. That's why anglers from Santa Barbara to San Diego trust Maxima Fishing Line. Whether you're fishing inshore structure, running offshore for tuna, or targeting yellowtail in the kelp, Maxima has a line built for the way you fish. From the legendary Ultra Green to high-performance Tuna Blue, virtually invisible clear, and big game leaders with unparalleled shock resistance. Engineered for strength, built for abrasion resistance. Designed to help you stay connected when the fish of the day makes its move. Because in saltwater fishing, confidence matters. At the knot, at the hook, and at the rail. So before your next trip out of Long Beach, Dana Point, or San Diego, make sure your reels are loaded with Maxima. Available now at local tackle shops throughout Southern California. Learn more at MaximaFishingLine.com. Maxima Fishing Line. Best by test.
For local or long-range fishing, we have you covered. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Being a part of the San Diego Sport Fishing Landing gives us a distinct advantage when it comes to getting you on the latest and hottest tackle for your trip. Our expert staff knows exactly what you need for your long-range or local trip, and we will not sell you something you don't need. We carry a huge inventory of the right tackle. So visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew will make your fishing experience one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. All our open party trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.